Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm going to have to fix that. This is Brenda from Brenda's World on the west end of the inner city viaduct between the two beautiful cities of Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri. And it's a fall sort of day in Kansas City, and it's okay. It's a lot more pleasant to go outside. Yes, but yesterday it was like 95. It was pretty hot yesterday. And that was the beginning of Electric Lady with Miss Janelle Monáe. But you know what my favorite Janelle Monáe song is? Featuring Erykah Badu, too.
Yeah, let's live it.
Kansas' own hometown girl, Miss Janelle Monae. And also, somebody close to her heart has a book out, and I will talk about that in a little bit. So it is Thursday. Apostle Jeremiah Cummings is having his show this evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. And that will be, I will be there listening as usual. I just love it. His anxious, exciting, I mean, he just is so blessed indeed and highly favored. So is Dr. Pastor Gloria Maria Cummings. They just are, it's, that is divine intervention, the two of them being put together. And it's just, trying to find something. What is it? Nope, that's not it. So I got to go back. But tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time, you can call 657-383-0112, or there will be links posted so you can listen online. Either way is appreciated. Go back to my studio. Maybe. There it is. And I'm going to try not to, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. And if it does it, what it does, it does what it does. What can I say? But we're going to try to have a good time. And Miss Mimi, you'd be glad to know that Miss Mimi is back in the studio. And she's had her breakfast and her milk. And she's a happy little girl. So, friend Diane Hudson. Let's try One Love. Let's have a Bob Marley day. Mimi. Thank you. Facebook reading about a young filmmaker's film and how it was just very impressive to see how excited they are about their gifts being appreciated by other human beings.
Thank you.
I've been practicing self-control lately, and it's far more appealing than what occurs if you don't have self-control. Because in case you haven't noticed, when you have no self-control and you just do whatever, other people notice that what you're doing, and I don't know if you want to call it, but the fact that you make poor choices is apparent to all of humans, and that's just what I'll say. So here you go, this is for you. Weather has been randomly. Yeah, I'm trying not to do that. Okay. And the weather has been 98. Get a coaster to. I'm going to write later this afternoon. I'm going to write and listen to music and walk Mimi around outside, and I got plenty to do. Do you? You know you do. So I don't know if I can put the 10 Star Generals radio show on this through my Blog Talk Radio. That's the next thing I need to figure out, what how to do. is collaborate. He's way over there, they're way over there, and I'm way over here. That's about how it usually goes. And somewhere in between, I lost Bob Marley. Let's see what happened. Let's see what R. Kelly has. R. Kelly has a fine voice. Don't know much else about him other than he gets himself in some shit. Let's try this one. This evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, Apostle Jeremiah Cummings will be doing part two of Walking in the Favor of God. And it will be a live show you can call in at 657-383-0112. If you feel the need to talk, you press the 1 and he will invite you in. And if not, you can just listen to it on your phone, on your computer, or you can click on the link that is on his page, on my page, and it lasts from for an hour and a half at approximately 8:15 p.m. Central Time. Dr. Gloria Maria Cummings will come and speak with us, and she does a weekly prayer for us. And I will be there. Will you? So let's see what else we can find to play today to make Thursday. Well, Mimi's invisible again, so good grief. Jessica Robertson. I haven't seen you for a while. Let's see what she's listening to today. All of my people from Reiki class, most of them have Spotify. I try to keep up with their music and what they're listening to make sure that they're doing okay. Now, let's try this. That song. I know this song. Let me get put. Jessica Robertson, this is for you, darling. Jessica. I haven't seen her for a while. Glad to see her on here today. So I'm going to play a song by Johnny Cash, The Man in Black, for the inmates at the Jackson County Jail in Kansas City, Missouri, on Cherry Street, because something is going on in that correction facility and nobody's talking. Well, they had to do some talking not too long ago because all the federal agents stormed the Jackson County Jail and arrested two corrections officers and an inmate and an outside woman for stuff that was going on. Somebody has died in Jackson County Jail that was chained to a chair that they forgot was chained to the chair. How do you forget that you chained a human being to a chair? And he died. And it's, so it's, and the inmates are not disrupting, or if they are, if they're causing a commotion inside of that facility about their living conditions, then they're not letting that out. But this has been going on for approximately three weeks. Well, it's probably going on a whole lot longer than that, but it's just been coming to the light of the media lately. So, the day before yesterday, so many corrections officers called in sick. They had to lock the doors at the jail shut. Nobody from outside could come in. They had to cancel visitation, which is probably one of the main things that keeps these people sane while they're in there in lockdown. And sometimes not happy. The guards are also not happy. So I'm curious to see what happens. So, what slams the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, and the Jackson County Jail is going to do to make this facility a better, safe place for all human beings, and that includes the inmates. This is Johnny Cash, the Man in Black. Also, I think it's a little strange that they needed 200 federal agents to go into a county jail to get cell phones and cigarettes. Come on. I mean, what? Come on. Somebody's not telling us the whole truth here. I find that hard to believe because they had them right here. And that facility is over occupied, and I don't know. I don't need and cigarettes. Find another song. Johnny Cash here. Here it is. Delia's gone. And one day a man got in my, when I drove a school bus and I was parked and I was just the shuttle bus and this person got on my bus and said, oh, that's such a violent song. But it's, never mind, just shut up and play the song. So here you go. I think it was 2 days ago. It's just reality. And that happens every day, probably. Automatic weapons, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to buy a people writing about it. Just because you hear words in a song doesn't mean you have to act on them. It's just a life experience that you don't have to live it. I got an attitude today. Goodness. And it's not just the inmates in Jackson County, Missouri. And in case you're not familiar with, that is the main jail in downtown KCMO. They're overselled. There's too many inmates, understaffed, could be both, and from the way they talk, the plumbing in there is not too good. They left a man in a chair, chained to a chair, and I know that this happens for a fact because I have witnessed somebody that I was in a small town where there was no holding cell, and they had my son chained to a chair, like an animal. One hand, one leg, to a chair because they had no holding cell. Why? I don't understand why people treat humans like that. Get yourself a holding cell. I'm not condoning crime. I'm just saying, golly. And I hope this little town is getting a new jail that I used to live in, so. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the fact that hopefully no other human beings are being chained up like animals. It's bad enough, and I do understand that they have committed a crime or they're being unruly, public intoxication, whatever it may be. But don't kill them. You don't have the right to cost them their life because you don't have the holding cell. I don't have so much. Just see her. Too much people. On Thursday night, and now he's doing the rest of the summer until September, he said. Thank him. Well, we didn't go anywhere. We could just stay in comfort of our own studio and watch him. Yay, okay, so we're back. Nothing, I hear no music. Yeah.
sister. Take her. Take that woman. One place she's bound. Just run that mother out of town. Make her get up. Make her get up. Get out. Make her get up. Make her get up. Get out. I'm mad. I want to bend. I want to bend my patience. Bend on the bend. My patience. Bend on the bend. I want to bend. I want to bend. Gonna get some hits. I need those hits. I need those hits.
Example of what success and all that money big payback could be part of it, but he also discovered, and maybe he was still poor at the time, I'm not sure, PCP, wet, whatever, that's bad. It paralyzes you. In case you don't, does it's what they put in dead people to embalm them. Why would you want to do that to yourself? Oh, ignorant. Oh my. So I got a problem over here. But you can educate yourself to ignorance. Just because something's available, and I didn't understand people, that makes you lie, it makes you steal, it makes, and I don't, it has to be coming from funeral home. I don't understand. So, and this thing over here is thinking for itself. I had a traumatic experience yesterday, but what's new, huh? Well, onward, ho we go. So I'm just going to, and young people, if you want to act ignorant, and I'm probably acted ignorant when I was young too, but the part that you must remember, other people notice that when you are ignorant. They do. They see you very clearly. And why they allow you to get away with it, I have no clue. But that's not on me. That's on you. So we're going to listen to Mr. Dog for a minute. What the? Uh-oh. To you too. Should tell their children that you're really special. Not that you're not really special. That's not. Is an acceptable treatment by a parent to a child. For some reason, I can't see over there. All I can see is over here. So I know you know what I'm talking about. Oh, but the pussycats are here. Because I know Snoop Dogg likes the pussycat dog. To mama her. That was the sound. That was the sound of room water in my studio. The sound of anyone. What we're going to do is.
Thank you.
And I want to take a moment to give a shout out to my homie from Kansas City, Kansas, W. Timothy Bailey Jr. The bass player. He's lived in Pasadena for the last 13 years or so. Words of this song made me think of him because he posted something not too long ago about be careful what you ask for. He didn't exactly use the words of this song, but when you put yourself out there for a position of in a position of recognition as a public figure, and the more the responsibility grows, the harder it is to deal with, ask for, and that's what you do, then you will find the way to do it. So keep playing with that little girl you got out there, Timothy, because she's awesome. She wants to be a musician too, huh? So let's play this one. No, let's play this one. I changed my mind. So what you gonna do about that? Stuff, so I'm sorry. We just be just enjoy. Do on the beat every try that. I guess that happened. Oh. Let's see what the youth is listening to. This is what she's... Oh. Nope, can't listen to that. Whoops. Oh, they're all explicit. So I have to move down here. See if I can't find... Explicit, 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 explicit. Oh. Oh my. Let's see what this. It doesn't.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hi.
I played it for my homie girl, and she knows I did, so. Holy moly, what people are listening to these days. I guess they always have been, but goodness. And it's not even noon. Well. But I've always said, it is your life. You can do what you want. You don't have to do it, and you don't have to talk about people because they're doing it. You just don't have to do what you don't want to do. Let's see what Rihanna's doing over here. I like this song. Where is it? Here we go.
It's right.
So I sort of seem to be just having a good time to pile that now. More, but she's asleep. I'll wake her up in a minute. Or sleep close to her. Everything is go on Google. They're so awesome. I will be looking at my wife, Dr. Maria, coming and word in the supernatural way that has given him to. I just want to say that is he changed over from being a Muslim to a Christian, and he was so, so close to Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan used to call him his son, and really. On people cutting something the right just to believe religion, and it gets very, 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 very technical. Let's just have a good time and believe in God. Let him see the light from you. Not what I thought it was. Let's try this. East St. Louis. Steely Dan. Steely Dan. So we're going to do For the guys in the garage, we're going to do. They like to be with you. Where's the man?
There he is. Steely Dan.
We had a meeting not so tight. I thought a little while time I'd just be gone.
Again, I want to give a shout out to the Jackson County Jail, to the officers and the inmates that like my show. 646 in the Jackson County Jail. We'll see what we can, if we can talk to somebody higher up. Like God, for instance. So this is Brenda from Brenda's World in Kansas City, Kansas, on the west end. With Dr. Gloria Maria Cummings.
Have a good
and Mimi, you wanna go outside?